prologue. I could remember the day when my bodyguard couldn't stop crying. His usually straight posture, now bent down and kneeling next to a girl. No, a beautiful lady. His hands, filled with both grit and confidence, now quivered with a sense of uncertainty as he clutched the lady within his grasp tightly. There was neither hatred nor anger when he held her, but instead, what resonated was a sense of longing and adoration, a sense of love. It was as the feelings in his very grip could pull back the fading life force of his beloved, back into her feeble body. But alas, that could not happen. His handsome chiseled face now had streams of tears flowing down the sides, and his exotic silver hair that shined with amazing luster now glowed with a dull overtone of gray. He was grief-stricken. I loved him and wanted to hug him so much. I wanted to be his pillar of support. I wanted to be the one he could turn to for help. But most of all, I wanted to muster the strength to step forward and embrace him in this sorrowful situation. For all those times where I could find solace and strength in his arms, even in the most dire and desperate situations, he was always there for me. I wanted to repay him back once. However, I could not, for the very tears he was shedding was not for me. No, he wasn't crying for me. He was crying for his beloved. His beloved was a girl of amazing stature, beautiful both inside and outside. There was no one who didn't admire her absolute kindness and beauty. Her lustrous black hair and fair skin had shaken many men's heart before, but yet her heart instead had only beaten for one. And yet now, her fair skin was tainted with blood, and the confidence that she once exhumed was nowhere to be found in her current state. It was a heart-wrenching sight to behold. It was eventually this otherworldly kindness that had made her suffer innumerable pain and would lead to her inexplicable demise. Despite the amount of blood that laid over her, her eyes glared with a soft but wishful defiance as she struggled to stay alive. It was as this intimate relationship between the two that would epitomize the true meaning of love. But alas, it was too perfect. For she had given up her very life in order to protect him. They were destined to meet, but yet fated to part. He spoke softly to her. "You'll always be my first love, darling. I love you too." Their soft lips touched, and tears flowed like endless streams down their faces. They wanted this very moment to last forever. But it was a moment filled with both immense joy and immense sadness, for they knew that they had to part. As she gave the bodyguard a parting kiss, she had also lost the strength to hold his hand. Slowly but surely, her fingers could no longer wrap around his hands anymore, and he found himself shivering with grief. He could only press his lips against hers, but no, she could not respond anymore. "I will always love you." After my bodyguard placed her hand down and covered her body with a white cloth, my bodyguard stood up sporadically with his countenance twisting in anger and was slowly being enveloped in a thick black aura. I peered in to observe his face, but the aura was just too thick. He couldn't hide his anguish. He couldn't hide his intent to kill anymore. It was at this moment that the room immediately flooded with his killing aura. I had felt this very killing aura numerous of times in the past, but this killing aura was different. No, it was no longer just killing aura. It was intense bloodlust, fueled by his potent emotions. In times past, his killing aura only made it difficult for me to breathe, but now I could feel his pain through his killing aura. The whole place shook. It felt like an earthquake. But his wrath was the true earthquake. The intense bloodlust that he exerted had managed to indent the floor surrounding him, cracking the layered concrete that made up the floor. He became the literal incarnation of the god of death. My bodyguard grabbed his black sword tightly and turned himself towards the door. but I rushed forth to block his path. Where are you going? To right or wrong? No, this isn't the time to... I couldn't stop him. After seeing the exchange between he and his beloved, I saw no reason to stop him. While in reality, he was too fast, appearing behind me in an instant. Take care of her for me. These were the last words that I heard from him, and when I turned around, his silhouette had already disappeared around the corner.